Blog Talk Radio. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Jesus is a rock. He's a rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm. But he is even a friend, hallelujah, that sticketh closer, hallelujah, than any brother, hallelujah. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. I'm glad about Jesus. What about you? Jesus is my rock. He is my fortress, my high tower. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. That is my testimony, and I hope that's your testimony today, because it is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm. He's not only is he a friend, but hallelujah, he's bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. Hallelujah. And it's just like, hallelujah, living water springing up in your belly. Hallelujah. The fountain of life. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land. I'm just excited today. I'm just glad about Jesus. I'm glad about what he's doing in my life and in the life of the saints and others. And I'm so excited because I have a dear friend of mine, a great co-laborer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, one that has been running for Jesus a long time, and she's not tired yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She's a mother, hallelujah. She is a child of the Most High God. She is an anointed woman of God, and I met her through Elder Reginald Triplett some time ago, but I have now been in the same vineyard and Glory Revealed Mission working with her in the name of Jesus Christ in Macon, Mississippi. And I was so glad to reunite with her. Her name is Evangelist Jackie Henley. She is born and raised out of Brooklyn, Brooksville, Mississippi. And she is an anointed. When I say anointed, Jackie is anointed by God. And the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And, you know, Jesus tells us to fear him is the beginning of wisdom. But he tells us, woe unto them, hallelujah, that offend the least of mine. So we want to make sure, he said, to do especially good to them that are of the household of faith. I mean the ones that are living for Jesus. I'm not talking about the ain'ts, but I'm talking about the saints, the women and men of God, the laborers in the vineyard, the ones that's praying the prayers of the righteous, that's going to pray for you to act and help you along your journey. And we were just talking, and I asked her to join the broadcast today, and I said, you know, Jackie, the messages I want to talk about, just allowing God to use you. That's what's in my spirit. We're living in last days and perilous times. And, you know, we know the Bible says men have become lovers of themselves, boasters and proud, haters of God, and despising you just because you do good. And we need to let our light shine that others might see. He said, the Bible said, our good works and glorify the Father, which are in heaven. Pastor Armando Adams of Glory Revealed Mission, he preached last Sunday that the results are in, that these signs, hallelujah, the Bible says, shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. He says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And he talked about and asked us the question, are you one of them? Are you one of them that have signs that are following you? Because Jesus said we do greater works, hallelujah, than he. Hallelujah. But that's the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing. So Evangelist Jackie, she's a songstress as well. I mean, the woman can sing. God has a calling on her life, and the anointing that's on her, it just makes me happy. And I get joy when I think about all what the Lord has done for me and how we can fellowship with the saints and draw strength from one another. Amen. Because iron sharpens iron. Amen. So we have a woman of God that's going to bless our souls today. She's going to minister in the word of God. She's just going to let God have his way and do what thus saith the Lord. And she's going to close today with a song. We're going to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn everything over to my dear sister in Christ, Evangelist Jackie. And I just, again, thank and praise God for her. But before I do, we are acknowledging Mother's Day this weekend. We have my mother, Ernestine Head, on the line. Praise God. Mom, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in and allowing God to use you and just hear what God is saying and what the Spirit is saying into the church. So I wish you a happy Mother's Day. I wish Evangelist Jackie a happy Mother's Day. My Aunt Jean Phillips, Norma Jean Phillips of Cleveland, Ohio, is also on the line. And we want to wish you and thank you for joining a happy Mother's Day, and that your days may be many and full of joy, unspeakable and full of God's glory. So allow God to use you and continue to use you and have his way in your life, and allow the woman of God, as she comes forth to break the bread of life, let's receive her. Let's open up our ears to hear and our hearts in the name of Jesus in our minds. And let's receive her. As I go to the phone lines, Evangelist Jackie Henley of Brooksville, Mississippi. Just one moment. I'll bring on the line.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord to each of you. Certainly, we're so glad to be on the Blog Talk Radio with you. God has great things for you, his people. And we thank God that sometimes we have to realize and count our blessings. I know we look around us. There's so much going on in the world. There's so much evil. There's so much wickedness. But the Lord is still in the blessing business. The Lord is still keeping his people. The Lord has still got his hand upon his people. The Lord is still covering, protecting, and sheltering his people from the evil of this world. And we're so grateful for what our Father is doing for us. Can anybody hear me? We're so grateful for what the Holy Ghost is doing in our lives. God is doing great things for us. We ought to be grateful. We got to be grateful. We got to be grateful. The Lord said we ought to be grateful in the things that he is doing. Great and mighty is the work of the Lord's hand. And we ought to see God's hand in the things that he's doing in our lives. We ought to see God's hand. We wake up in the morning. You ought to see the hand of the Lord upon you when you lay down at night. And you can lay down in your own bed and rest and go to sleep. You ought to be able to see the hand of the Lord upon you. When you can wake up in the morning, find your family doing well and your next door neighbor doing well, you find out that your friends are doing well, then we can see the hands of the Lord upon us, and he's blessing us. He's blessing us when we rise up, when we go through the day, and he blesses us when we lay down at night. We got so much, people of God, to be thankful for. I know there's trouble everywhere, but we got so much to be thankful for. We got so much to appreciate God for. That wreck that happened, it wasn't us. We ought to thank God for what didn't happen. We spend too much time looking at what did happen. But thank God for what didn't happen. Thank God that the enemy didn't come in last night and shoot up my house. And the enemy didn't come in last night and kill my children. And the enemy didn't come in last night and take my family. But the Lord allowed us to go through this thing and go through these things that are happening around about us. But it did not come now either way. The Bible said that these things will be, but the Lord will not allow them to come nigh our dwelling. We got so much to thank him for. We ought to thank the Lord for what he is doing. He's doing great things. We're not going to be in your hearing long. We thank God for the host of this great blog talk show. My friend, Evangeline Maria Triplett, and my friend, Elder Triplett. We thank God for them. We thank God for men and women of God that are holding on to God's unchanging hand, refusing to let go of God's unchanged, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Amen. Got a hold. Songwriter said, I got a real good grip, and I won't let go of God's unchanging hand. Be like the angel. Wrestle with him all night long. I ain't going to let you go till you bless my soul. So that's what we got to get in God. We got to get in a place in God where we say, God, I ain't going to let you go. I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to turn it loose. I ain't going to stop in my storms. Amen. Until you bless my soul. And we're going to go in the word of the Lord. We're not going to be before you long. We're just going to, our soul is happy about Jesus. Amen. We're just excited about the God that we serve. For I wouldn't, what more can my God do? He laid the foundation, made the way so plain. I wouldn't serve another God other than him. Amen. He's so good to me. A little old me, 150 to live, and I wasn't ready to die. But the Lord reached down his hand of grace and mercy and love and protection, picked me up, turned me around, brought me out, saved me at a young age, saved me at the age of 16, filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I stumbled along the way, but honey, I made up my mind. I ain't giving up. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay in this fight till I get it right. Yes, sir. God has been good to me. My soul is excited about Jesus. Amen. Excited about what he's doing. And he's doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Whereby I'm glad. Yeah. I wonder if there's anybody glad out there in rid of your land when you look back over your life and see how far God has brought you. Doesn't make your heart glad. Doesn't make you glad about Jesus. It makes me glad, Jesus. In the book of 2 Timothy, amen. We're going to go into the word. Father, we pray now, God, in the name of Jesus. We move flesh and self out of the way, God, that you may speak to your people, oh God. Speak a word, oh God, to your people, oh God, that will bless them, that will raise them up. We pray now in the name of Jesus that, God, your will be done in the life of your people. We pray now, God, those that on the line came on the line, God, not feeling well in their body. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that you are healer. We declare that you're still able to heal, save, and deliver. We pray now in the name of Jesus that you would touch their body from the top of their head, Father God, down to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, that you let the verge of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, saturate their bodies and saturate their minds. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. Let your will be done. We ask that you will bless us, Evangelist Mariah and Elder Triplett, oh, God. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour our blessings, oh, God. They will not have room enough to receive. We pray, oh, God, you bless Glory via Mission, Pastor Armando, Overseer Jones. Bless us, oh, God. Strengthen in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done, that you're going to do, and we declare that you're going to do great and mighty things. We stand on your word, oh God. When everything else in this world fails, we know, God, that your word will stand, oh God, and that there's power, God, in your word, and we thank you for it, and we declare it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20, thus reads, says, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. But if a man therefore purge himself from these, what is these? From sin, from unrighteousness, from backbite, from a lying tongue, from drinking, from smoking, from hypocrite, from whoremongering. If he will cleanse himself from these things and purify himself from these things, then the Lord said he'll be sanctified. I'll sanctify him. I'll set him aside. What is sanctification? Mean that you're set aside. You've been washed, clean, and set aside for the master's use. Y'all know how we do We go in the kitchen. We wash the dishes. We set them aside to be used for the next day. We don't go in the kitchen and get the dishes out the sink that's already been used. But we wash them and we clean them up. We put them in the rack so we can use them next time. That's what God wants to do for us. Wash us. He wants to clean us up. Oh, God, the Bible said we were bought with a price. See, when we were born in the world, we didn't have to learn how to lie. We already knew. It was already in our DNA from your father, Adam, and your mother, Eve. You already knew how to lie. You already knew how to steal. Didn't have to teach you how to steal. You already had the nature of that in you. You didn't have to teach you how to go to bed and commit adultery. That nature was already in you. Didn't have to teach you how to be a robber. You already had the nature to know how to rob. You just need to know how to perform the act. But I came to tell you today that whatever you called in, whatever you were called in, the Bible says such were some of you. I want you to know, even we that are saved, we were some of those things. We were adulterers. We were fornicators. Amen. We were homemongers. We were liars. We were drinkers. We were dope pushers. But the Lord himself looked beyond our fault, saw our needs, and brought us out, went all the way to Calvary, died on the cross, that we may have eternal life, that we may have a right to eternal life. You wasn't born with a right to heaven. You wasn't born as a citizen of heaven. You wasn't born with the right to go to heaven. You were born destined to hell thanks to your father Adam and thanks to your mother Eve. You were born with a sinful nature. But the great God from heaven looked down upon you and upon me and saw that we needed a Savior. Let me say that again. The great God from heaven looked down upon earth where we were in our mess, way down in the dungeons of hell, in the pits of sin, looked down upon us and saw that we needed a Savior. So he said, there's nobody that can take this but me. Nobody can do this but me. Nobody can free them but me. Their sin is so great that nobody can deliver them but me. Well, the great God from heaven, he decided that he'll die for your sin and mine. Okay, well, when God died for your sin and when he died for mine, that means we were bought with a price. That means that the devil no longer owns you. That means that the devil is no longer your master. Then I got a question for you. If the devil is not your master, and if the devil don't own you, then why serve somebody that have not bought you? That's just like you buying a house and everybody living in that house but you. How crazy would that be? How crazy would it be for you to buy a brand new car? You purchased the car. You're the owner of the car. But everybody drives the car but you. I said that to say this. It is real crazy, people of God, for us to be bought with a price, that God would give up his soul, that the Lord would lay down his life for us who had no sins. The Bible declared that he became sin for you and I. The Lord hung on the cross, and despite the shame, he didn't do it for himself, but whatever he did it for you, and he did it for me. So if God have done all of that for you, I came to ask you a question today. What are you going to do for him? You ought to be ready to be used of God. You've let the devil use you long enough. You ought to be ready to be used of God. You ought to be ready to say, here am I, Lord, body, mind, soul, and heart, my spirit, oh God, here am I, Lord, everything I have and everything I got, everything I am and everything I'm not, I'm yours, God. I want you to use me, use my hands, clean them up, God. I don't want to roll dice with them no more, but God, I want you to use them. I don't want to touch things that are unholy before you. I want you to use me. Take my mouth, God, that same tongue that is cursing folks out. I want you to take that tongue, God, and sanctify it, God, and make it clean, oh God, and make it holy, Jesus, so I can stop cursing, oh God, and I can start blessing somebody. You got to be meat for the masters, you. You got to be ready to come out from where you are, ready to come out of sin and shame. You got to be ready to lay down everything not like the Lord. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and every sin that doeth so easily beset us. You know your sins. You know the weight that you are carrying. But I came to tell you, you don't have to carry that weight. There's a God that died upon the cross to carry your sins. There's a God that died upon the cross to carry your shame. You may be a vessel of dishonor. You may be a vessel that somebody said you'll never be nothing. Oh, you know how sometimes we grow up and they look at you and say, because of the way that you are, he'll never be nothing. He'll never be nothing. He'll never be nobody. He'll never be nothing but a drunk. She'll never be nothing but a whore. She'll never be nobody. But then the same God look down on you and say, come. He beckoned for you. That same God that owned heaven. That same God that is the old the kingdom of heaven. He beckoned for love on you. Way down in your sin. The Bible said that the great God from heaven, he called us. He called in you. And he's calling me with the everlasting call. And when the Lord calls you, you ought to answer. You need to answer here on earth. You don't want to answer after you've gone to hell. You don't want to answer from the pit of hell. Because when you call God from the pit of hell, God will not answer you. He will not hear you then. But while God is calling, you need to get ready and be used of the master. You get to be ready and be fit for the kingdom of heaven. You ought to tell the Lord, my daily prayer is this. Lord God, make me kingdom fit here. That when I die, I can be kingdom ready. We ought to be kingdom fit right here on earth. We ought to know that we can live right here on earth. We ought to know that we can be holy right here on earth. We ought to know that we can be sanctified right here on earth. We can be set aside right here on earth. We can be used of the master right here on earth. We can be used of God right here on earth. And when we die, we can be kingdom ready. The Lord want to make us kingdom fit. We weren't fit for the kingdom because of our sinful nature. We weren't ready for the kingdom because of our sinful nature. But the Lord God himself, he died that you may have a right to the tree of life. He died that you may be a citizen of heaven. He died that you may be part of the kingdom of heaven. And who wouldn't want to be a part of heaven? Who wouldn't want to be a part of the kingdom? Who wouldn't want to go with their peace? Who wouldn't want to go with their happiness? Who wouldn't want to go with their joy? Well, I came to tell you one way you can go. There's one way to heaven. There's one way to be used of God. God is not going to use you in any kind of way. God is not going to use you in any kind of state. But you got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to be saved. And you got to be sanctified. You got to be cleaned up from your mess so God can use you. God is not going to use you in your mess. You got to come out of your mess. You got to get above the pits of hell. Get above the dunghills of sin. And let the Lord use you. You got to know that God is calling you with an everlasting call. And you got to be used as the master. So I came to tell you that you have not fallen too far in sin. You have not gone too deep in the pits of hell. That the hands of the Lord, the Bible said the hands of the Lord is not too short that he cannot save. His hands are not too short that he cannot deliver. But God is calling you to be used of the master. And my question is, will you be used of the master today? Can God count on you? Can he trust you in this earth to live so he can use you? Can he trust you with the Holy Ghost that you'll get it and live right and you'll be holy and sanctified, meet for the master's use, that you'll be a vessel of honor, clean and holy and sanctified, meet for God's use? waiting on God to use you. Amen. And ready and clean. We thank God for you. And I thank God for Evangelist Mariah and Elder Timberlake, I forsake it. Thank God for all you that came on to hear and what the Lord had to say. And I pray that the word of the Lord has touched and it has blessed you. And that the power of God will saturate. I speak now in authority in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost will arrest somebody on this line, that you won't find peace and that you don't find rest until you have come into the ark of safety. I pray the Holy Ghost arrest your spirit today. Oh, God, that you won't find rest until you find him. Amen. There's no rest outside of the kingdom of God. There's no rest outside of the Father. And amen. We're going to sing you a song. And we're going to get out of your way. Thank God for each of you that came on to hear what the Lord had to say. In a time like this, we need to hear from the Master. We need to hear from God. We hear from the world. We need to hear from God, people. Amen. Through the years, keep on tolling. Lord, I'm tolling. Through the storm and rain, love. Lord, I'm patiently waiting. Love for the Savior. Love to come again. Lord, just have me. Me and your love, Lord. And then, Father, when it's all over, write my name above. Lord, when the gates, they swing open, you know I, yes, I will, Lord, I walk it. I'm tired, Lord. My soul needs resting. Lord, I get so tired, Lord. Being built in scorn. See my friends, they talk about me. And my enemy misuse me. Lord, I'm pressing, oh Lord, I'm waiting on you to carry me home. Lord, you just had me. Me and your love, Lord. And then, Father, when it's all over, write my name above. Lord, when the gates, they swing open, you know I, yes I will, Lord, I walk in. Amen. Thank God for each of you. God bless you. Until next time, God bless you.